We're with Cherie Schell. She's the district governor of the Rotary Club out on this side of the state. She's visiting the Star Valley Rotary Club this morning at our breakfast meeting in Alpine. Cherie, thanks for coming all the way from Thermopolis.
Thanks. It's good to be here with you.
Tell us about what you do as district governor, and then we'll talk about the message you bring to the Star Valley Rotary Club.
Perfect. So the district governor of Rotary is the leader of the district. The district encompasses the entire state of Wyoming and the northern part of Colorado.
The entire state of Wyoming, okay.
Yep.
So you have a big piece of real estate to keep track of.
Yes, there's 53 clubs.
Okay, 53. You're going to visit all 53?
I am not. I'm visiting about two-thirds of those clubs.
About two-thirds, but we get you in Star Valley.
Yep.
Your responsibilities?
Basically, my job is to be the liaison between Rotary International and the clubs, make sure that the clubs are doing well, and bring messages down from RI.
Okay. Now, what message would you bring to the Star Valley Rotary Club this morning?
Well, I think we've all had a hard time during COVID. Most of our clubs are just sort of waking up again and shaking off the dust. So it's just a message of revitalization and trying to see what we can do to get
bring
moving
the clubs
again.
Back. Yeah.
Right. To just see what we can get going again.
Is there anything specific you would suggest? For example, Star Valley Rotary Club trying to increase its membership, reaching out in the Alpine area with breakfast meetings, holding some of the meetings in Afton. Any specific advice?
It's been a really hard time. So every area is a little bit different. In the Jackson area, it seems like they're still pretty shut down from COVID. Their clubs are on Zoom and doing hybrid meetings, so that's an option. It's club specific.
But once we get past this, maybe reach out to people and just give them a Rotary message. It's kind of a service club. We reach out and help any projects here in Star Valley, and each club does that across the state.
Yeah, that's what's cool about Rotary is every single club is unique. Every club helps their community where their community is and on things that are unique to your community.
Are there any examples of service that you've come across in the state that you'd like to exhibit for us and say, wow, this worked in this particular area? Even
sure.
Take us home to Thermopolis, if you will.
So actually, my story is from the Nebraska area. We have the club of Scotts Bluff, Garing, and also a club in Morrill, Nebraska. And they have a really bad fire right now in the Crawford area. And Crawford is a tiny little town in northern Nebraska. And they just happen to have a food truck that does disaster relief. So they were feeding about 400 firefighters, and they didn't have any restaurants or any ability to do that in Crawford, and so they called to borrow the Rotary Districts of Nebraska's disaster response food truck. So Rotary said, yeah, but we don't have any clubs in that area. So they called their Shadron Club, and then the Scotts Bluff Garing Club and the Morrill Clubs. And the power of Rotary is just, there was a need in the community. Everybody stepped up and fed 500 firefighters for like 4 days just with a phone call and a little bit of ask for help. And that's the beauty of Rotary.
Great example. Cherie Schell, visiting the Star Valley Rotary Club, district governor, visiting out of Thermopolis today. Dan Dockstetter for SBI Media.